From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Charlie Crist is the leading Democratic candidate for governor, and Charlie Crist has done something most politicians in this state won't do, and that's saying he favors lifting the U.S. embargo against Cuba. He did so on the sometimes controversial HBO show Real Time with Bill Maher. So we called Crist and basically said, Mr. Candidate Crist, why say this now?
I think it's time. You have a policy that is in place. You try to give it the opportunity to work or succeed or what have you. And then after a period of time, it has to become obvious that it's not working. And I think that's simply the case with the embargo in Cuba. So it seems to me that, you know, the definition, Kelly, of insanity is continuing to do the same thing over and over and expecting to get a different result. I think it's time with this policy to move forward. You got to be concerned about the people of Cuba, the people of Cuba. I'm not talking about the regime. I'm talking about the people and their plight and their life and their suffering. And that's not a good thing. Whenever you have had, or the U.S., frankly, has had active, constructive engagement in situations that are similar in one way or another, we have been relatively successful with the Eastern Bloc, with Russia, and other places around the globe. And so it's pretty obvious to me that we need to change what we're doing in order to have a better day and a better future for the people of Cuba, and frankly, in a selfish way, the people of Florida.
Why does Charlie Crist say this when U.S. Senator Bill Nelson and highly placed Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz will not say this?
Well, respectfully, I think they have a different view, and I do respect that. And just because I hold an opinion doesn't mean I expect everybody else to feel the same way. That would be a little arrogant on my part. I respect the senator feeling that the embargo shouldn't be lifted. I certainly respect the fact that the congresswoman feels that way. They have their reasons. I have mine. We're wonderful friends. But it doesn't mean that there are issues from time to time we're not going to agree on. I mean, we're Americans. That's how it is in our country, and that's something we should celebrate, frankly.
Now, when the usual guard starts to go on Spanish-language radio, which is most often where this happens, and says, Charlie Crist is a traitor, how do you respond?
That's sad. To be honest, I mean, I'm a patriot, and I believe in freedom, and I believe in compassion, and I do not believe in people suffering. And at least I have, I think, an open mind and a decent mind, thanks to my mother and father. And, you know, you come around to a view that we've tried this, it hasn't worked, where we have engaged constructively, we can have success.
Whether this is serendipity or not, suddenly here is this Atlantic Council poll that starts to say, not only does the rest of the country agree, the tide seems to be turning even more prominently in Florida.
Well, it's welcome news. I was asked about this issue, Kelly, on the Bill Maher show, and this poll comes out, I guess, the Tuesday after. You know, I had no idea that that would occur, obviously. I don't have a crystal ball, but to see a validation, if you will, of this point of view certainly is inspirational to me, and I think hopeful for the future of the people of Cuba, and I think the people of Florida.
Charlie Crist on why he's made this change. I'm Kelly Mitchell in Miami. You can read more of our Latin American coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and Morrison Brown Argues and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors.